Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is doing everything they can to help hashtag DGens only cash big, including a 50% deposit match on your first deposit. That's MyBookie.ag promo code SGP to get a 50% deposit match.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today.
We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
We're also brought to you by Sean Green. Sean Green's latest comedy album, This Loss Hurts Us All, is now available everywhere. iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your comedy.
Talk really.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Welcome everyone to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. How you doing, Mark?
Feeling relieved. That's the word.
Relieved.
We're second run at this episode.
Yeah, I know.
Be transparent with the listeners. We started recording and 5 minutes in, Kyle's laptop decided that it didn't want to work anymore.
Right, yeah.
And it's been like 30 minutes of panic.
But we got it back. We got it back up and running for now. How was your Halloween weekend?
Because he's on a Dell.
Yeah, I know.
He's on a Dell instead of a Mac. My Halloween weekend was pretty mellow. I saw a few friends.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm not really going to risk, you know, bringing coronavirus back to my family and everything just so I can eat Reese's Pieces. You know? I don't like it that much.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I went down to downtown San Diego with some friends from home, which was a good time.
That's scary on its own. Regardless,
hanging out with friends from high school.
Regardless of Halloween.
A little bit scary, but it was a good time. Nothing too crazy as well. But I'm glad to see you again after my Halloween weekend.
Yeah, that's always I don't really do Halloween anymore. I'm too scarred from back when we lived at our house. Years before you were there, actually. I think. What year is it? Yeah, I was two grades above Kyle.
Okay.
When we were in school.
So before I moved into our famous college house, you had an experience there on Halloween?
Did you never hear about the story of the half cat?
The half cat?
The half cat.
No,
you
haven't.
Don't know this story?
No.
Oh my God. It was...
the half cat.
We're just going to hop right into the show. We're going to give you the story right off the bat.
Go ahead.
It was Halloween of 2016.
Hmm.
Yeah. Halloween 2016. We had a Halloween party at our house, my house at the time. Kyle did not live there. I didn't know Kyle at the time.
Right.
Had a Halloween party at our house. Everyone got really drunk. Or like, okay, we woke up the next morning at like 8:30 or 9. Place was a mess. No one really could remember anything. We had a roommate who lived in the basement of our house.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds weird to the listeners, but we had a basement where people could live in. And he had a dog. So he was walking the dog early in the morning. And he wakes us all up. He's like, guys, there's half a cat in the front lawn. We're like, what? Should we all go outside? We had like a little patch of grass like right in front of the house, in front of the front door. And lo and behold, the front half of a cat, so the front two arms and the face,
uh-huh,
and then a little bit of the neck and like part of the body was laying there.
The front half of a cat.
Yeah, the cat was dead, obviously.
Yeah.
The back half, missing. And
really?
Nobody knew what it was from.
A real cat?
A real cat, yeah. Because there are flies all over it.
Really?
I swear to God. But this was the craziest part. This is what freaked us out. Was that this was in the grass, right? So there's no sign of any blood, no like leftover fur, no leftover bones or guts or anything. So what we thought was that somebody murdered a cat.
Yeah, like a cartel. It's like a cartel thing to
do. It belonged to a human. It was a civilized cat. It had a collar on.
Mm-hmm.
That was the saddest part. Wow. Was that it was dead. It had the collar.
Yeah, that's awful.
So we thought like someone killed this cat like a mile away, drained it out, and she was like walking by and threw it in the fucking lawn.
Wow.
horrifying, right?
That is a horrifying thing to wake up to, for yeah. sure.
And so ever since then, I've been kind of scarred. We actually never solved the mystery.
What did you call it? You call it animal control, right?
Yeah. Room. So I was the one that called animal control. And I'm like, explain. Hey, we've got half a cat
right.
sitting in the lawn right now.
And she said, and she's, hey, you cat to be kidding me.
No, she was an asshole on the phone. She said, she was like, so just to confirm, the cat's dead. I'm like, you're not understanding what I'm saying. Half of its body is here. The cat's dead. I can confirm that. And she's
okay,
well, we're kind of backed up right now with animals that are still alive. So it's going to be a while before we get there, but I'll put your name down. I'm like,
add to the list.
Okay, like there might be a serial killer on the loose, but I guess you have to worry about some dog that hurt its paw jumping off of a car. And so we go to we're like, all right, we can't just have this cat sitting here. It's disgusting. So we went to like shovel it into a garbage bag so it wasn't just like laying in the lawn all day. And we go to our next door neighbor, who you know, our next door neighbor, John, he's been there forever.
Yes, who's this literally
really,
forever.
Yeah, he's like this really old guy. He's like in his 80s and mm-hmm. he's kind of losing his head. Mm-hmm. He's losing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you have some weird things he said to you. So John. We go knock on the door and we're like, because he was always gardening. We're like, John, we need, can we borrow a shovel real quick? Because we're going to shovel it into a trash can. We're not going to touch it with our bare hands. And I swear to God, this was his response. He looks at us, he goes, you guys burying a kitty? I was like...
Dude, John's the killer, man.
I was like,
John's clearly the cat killer.
Kind of. We're kind of burying a kitty.
That's crazy. And, that can't be a coincidence.
Yeah, so one of my roommates was like, that was his working theory, was that right. John killed the cat, because like this guy was like actually kind of crazy. Jeez. He didn't own any cats or anything, but he was like a little, he was losing his head. He had played college football like years ago and clearly had some brain damage right. and would make some really weird comments. But we never, animal control came and they were like, yeah, we don't know, like it could be a coyote, like we're not really sure. They tossed it in the trash
and that was it.
I mean, no one ever came back, never happened again, but it was for that reason
you don't celebrate Halloween. For that reason
I had a mellow Halloween.
understandable. Let's go ahead and jump into a brand new segment. Hard to transition from that. We're gonna try our best. I thought we could bring in a brand new segment to the show. Before we dive into this week, we're going to talk about Breeders' Cup horse racing. Going to bring horse racing about that action. Should be a good show. Before we do that, a few weeks ago, when we were talking about one of the UFC fights, we were breaking down Israel Adesanya beating Paulo Costa and how he kind of humped him a couple times at the end of the fight. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you said something funny. You were like, is that savage or weird? That was the question that we broke down on, whether that was a savage thing to do or kind of a creepy weird thing to do. I thought that'd be a great segment, a name of a segment, savage or weird, because something happened this weekend in the NFL weekend that made me think of this. I don't know if you saw the fight between the Chicago Bears and the Saints.
Yep.
But basically, for those who didn't see it, the Bears, Javon Wims, he basically ran over to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, pulled his mouthpiece, like ripped his mouthpiece out, and then hit him with two consecutive punches. My question for you, Mark, on the show, is it savage or weird to pull out someone's mouthpiece when you're in a fight in a football game?
I'm going to say doing that act on its own, weird. What he did, extremely weird. Nothing. If my two choices are savage and weird, there was nothing savage about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, it doesn't make any practical sense to pull someone's mouth guard out and then punch them in the face when their mouth is protected by a face mask. It's called mask.
But they're less protected without the mouth guard. So does that make it in some ways a little bit savage?
No, it does.
Like if he had to take someone's helmet off and then hit him with punches, that's pretty savage, right?
It's savage, but
if he pulled a Myles Garrett and hits someone with a helmet, that would be savage.
That's kind of savage. But my problem was that he completely sucker punched the guy. Like he ran up from behind and did all that, and then
the guy ate it for breakfast. By the way,
twice. he punches the guy in the face. The guy like literally doesn't react.
He was like surprised.
It just got windy.
It got windy.
Yeah. Gets punched in the face again. Nothing happens. Janoris Jenkins runs in. Mm-hmm. He goes to break it up. He starts beating Janoris Jenkins in the head. But then finally the fight gets broken up. And what's this guy's name? Javon Wims?
Yeah.
No one's ever heard of this dude, first of all. He's like a seventh round pick, right? Something like that. And No one's ever heard of this guy. He runs off, like, flexing. He's doing, like, a double bicep, mm-hmm. like, flex around mm-hmm. the field. Like, yeah, dude, what? Like,
you, that was weird.
You didn't, like, that was the dumbest thing. Yeah. You, like, some guy that's not even involved in the play, you just,
right.
you just punched him, and he didn't react at all. Right. Nothing happened. You're getting tossed out of the game. That's probably a $50,000 yeah. fine, and definitely. You make 70 grand a year, and now you're running around flexing on us, like, I don't even have the words. It's not savage at all.
When I first saw the clip, and I saw him do that yanking motion, obviously in the broadcast, Chauncey, whatever his name is, Gardner Johnson, his back is to the camera, so you can't really tell what he's doing with the motion. I thought he was ripping a chain off. You know how a lot of NFL players wear chains?
Yeah.
And that happened one time in one of those fights. Someone ripped a guy's chain off. So that's what I first thought, was maybe he got his chain ripped off. Is that savage or weird to rip someone's chain off? I think that's a little better, right? That's a little more savage to rip someone's chain.
I don't think that's savage either, because it's like, then you're just like stealing their money. It's like, are you like, what? You're broke? But especially because it's like in the NFL, everyone's, in the grand scheme of things, everyone is well paid.
Everyone's
it's like,
doing well.
You can't afford this piece of jewelry. You're going to rip mine off. Like,
right.
Like, whatever. I strongly think there's nothing savage,
nothing savage about
it. Also, like, this is a no-name player. Like, you have no business doing this.
Yeah,
like
I get
doing
that.
Those actions.
I
like
get that.
I'm running just saying, the risk of your whole career.
Yeah, this segment is about the action itself. Okay?
The action itself
we're not
is
gonna,
very weird.
All right, cool.
Yeah, that's my answer. It's
all
very
right,
weird.
I'll lean a little bit more towards the other side. I
can
think it's interesting.
Can I throw a savage or weird into
yeah,
this?
Sure.
It's not. It's. I just remembered it because
be my
of this.
Guest. Be my guest.
It's not related to this story, but there was the guy on the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
In he was an undrafted free agent this past year, and in the preseason camp.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we've got coronavirus protocol going on. All the teams are isolated. He tried sneaking in his girlfriend into the... Did you hear about this?
He into tried, the bubble or something?
He tried sneaking his girlfriend into the team hotel. Yeah, into the bubble
mm-hmm.
by dressing her in Seahawks gear.
like
hoodie, beanie, mask.
Like she's a player or
yeah.
like a staff member or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like she's yeah. wearing like full Seahawks gear. But she's like a 5'5 girl. And he got caught and he got cut from the team. And he was an undrafted rookie. So like he's not in the league anymore. He threw his whole career away.
Yeah.
Is that savage or weird?
I think if he got away with it, savage. But because he didn't, that's a weird thing to do, man. Now you look like a fool. Right now we're talking about you on a podcast because you did it. That's a weird thing to do.
Yeah,
what do you think?
I think the equivalence of those two things is that it's two no-name guys being
fair,
idiots and
fair.
Risking their career on absolutely nothing
okay.
to gain.
I get that.
Except what, you got to slap a dude in the face and then you got to like have sex with your girlfriend? Like, you couldn't wait? Like, you threw out your life pursuit for that.
For that risk.
I think that's weird.
That's what makes it weird. The verdict is in for Mark. That was a weird thing to do. Let's dive into Financial Investing 101 before we transition over to some horse racing. How did you do? We had our rugby expert on last week, Kieran Kerwin. He did a great job for us. We broke down four games. He went 3-for-4 against the spread. Pretty good. That being said, we do have to admit, he did make it pretty strong case for Wales.
He said if he had
Wales.
To bet his house, he would put it on Wales.
Right, and that was
lost.
A little bit... Yeah, that was... they ended up losing the game, not even covering their spread. So that was a bummer. That being said... we put a unit on each of those games, each of those predictions. We went up 170 each from that, right? So that brought me up to a new total of $916, doing pretty well. You went up to what?
Actually, you got to factor in for mine, Dodgers plus 260.
Oh, there you go.
I put them plus 260 to win the World Series.
There
that
you
cashed
go.
In this past week.
Congrats on that.
A longer-term investment coming
right.
back in.
Congrats on that one.
So this is actually a big week for me because I've now officially entered the $2,000 winnings range.
Wow.
I'm now up $2,126.
Yeah, you're big
which
balling.
Having been down like $400 or $500
To start out,
I think I'm getting the hang of this thing.
That's exactly the most dangerous thought. I think I got it now. I think I'm invincible.
Taking all of this to Vegas and I'm going to put it on black and I'm either going to double it or start it over.
I like
For sure getting the PS5 as soon as they come
Heck
in stock.
Yeah.
I've got the money to do that with some.
I'm getting up towards PS5 range now. I think I'm going to follow the same protocol. Once I get above a grand, and I'll, what was it? 1500 was the number. So because PS5 costs around $500-$600.
Yeah.
Nice to have a K buffer. So I'm going to try to get there as well. I think PS5 is a great thing to set on the target list.
Yeah, you can get on Fortnite. I know you're still big on that.
Yeah, still big on the Fortnite game. Good stuff. Financial Investing 101 for the week. Let's take a quick word from our sponsors and then dive into the Breeders' Cup. taking place this weekend, Saturday, around 5 o'clock Pacific time over in Kentucky. Before we do, first up, mybookie.ag. Get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds, boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with Turkey Day right around the corner, there really is no better time to feast on some NFL action. Whether you're a first-time customer or been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests they offer every single week. Sign up or get reloaded today. Find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build your bankroll even after the stadium lights have gone out. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie. And when you do, use that promo code SGP to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in $200, they match you with another $100 in your account. If you're already planning to bet this season, this is a free betting money. It's winning season at MyBookie. So come join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it.
Come prop up with Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. When betting the NFL, choose 10 out of the 20 available player props to build your lineup. Other sports only need you to choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Please mention some players you like for Thrive this week. I didn't look. Patrick Mahomes, I guess? Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. Hit the most props and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize, too. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. Use promo code SGP when you sign up today, and you will receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today, and don't forget promo code SGP.
Last but not least, ever thought of starting your own sportsbook but don't know how? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Good work, Mark, and we're back just like that. Time to talk some horses. You excited?
That's what they make, right?
That's right.
The horse racing holds a special place in my heart because that's what really turned around the sports betting for me. I was down like $400 or $500.
Oh, that's right. You hit the Kentucky Derby.
Then we went on the sports gambling podcast show.
That's right.
With Ryan and Sean.
Yeah. John and Ryan.
And Ryan and Sean. John and Ryan. And I hit the +800 win.
Oh, huge. That was a huge win.
That turned things around for me. And ever since then, it's just been forward progress.
Do you know anything about the race coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I know a very important fact that the same horse that I bet on
is in the race.
Is in the race.
Are you going to double
his
up?
His name's Authentic.
Okay.
Or her name, his name's Authentic. I don't know what gender
his
it is.
His name's Authentic.
Do they have female horses in these
Here's
races?
Here's what I'll do. Yeah, sometimes they do. Here's what I'll do, though. I'll take you through the lineup, okay? Just like the listener. So if you're not too familiar with the races and the horses in the race this coming weekend, don't worry, you're on the same page as Mark. I'll take you through a quick little brief lineup of the horses who are going to be racing.
So basically, just a normal show.
Basically, what we always do. Number one, I don't know if it's Tacitus or Tacitus.
It's Tacitus.
Thank you.
Named after the Roman historian.
Wow. Okay.
I know something.
Big brain. political science major.
I'm assuming it's named after that. There was a Roman historian named... He's very famous.
It ran second behind Global Campaign when it was the favorite in Saratoga on September 5th, and then finished third in its next race. It likes to run at the front. It's 4 years old, looking for its first grade one win, which is like the highest tier of horse racing. So it's unlikely. Put it that
it
way.
It likes to run at the front.
That
is that not winning?
No, some horses like to start either towards the back or off the pace, as they call it, which means like maybe they're in third or fourth or second, whatever it is. Some horses don't like to have the lead.
They save
like
their energy.
Exactly. They like to turn on the jets at the end after the final turn on the straightaway.
Imagine some that. Horses, imagine some horses if they like put jetpacks on the back of the horses.
Okay. Moving on. Tis the Law. That's a big one. It's 3-1.
I actually know that name. That was the favorite in the last race, the Kentucky Derby. It was the Kentucky
Derby. Tis the Law is on a tear right now. Four straight wins to open. It's a little bit younger. He's 3 years old. He won the Belmont Stakes, and he got up to a speed of 109 Beyer, which is like a way they record their top speeds, which is really fast. He did lose, however, in the Kentucky Derby to your pick, Authentic, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looked like he was going to be set up perfect in the Derby, ended up finishing second. But, I mean, he's in a great spot right now and on a great run. So, Tis the Law. That's the second one in line. Third, By My Standards. By My Standards, number three. It got finished 11th in last year's Kentucky Derby. That's about it. We're going to skip that one. 6-1. For Tom's Detat. You see that one? I don't know how to pronounce that one.
Yeah.
6-1. Joel Rosario is going to be riding. Won a big grade two Stephen Foster race at Churchill Downs on June 26th, who had a really good performance there. Had a grade one race at Saratoga, but was unable to overcome or stumble at the start, finishing third behind Improbable and By My Standards. A decent shot at 6-1. Title Ready, 30-1. That's a long shot. Not much we need to talk about with this one.
So not title ready at all.
No, not title ready at all, ironically. Higher Power, 20-1. Trainer John Sadler is going to be ridden by Flavian Pratt. It's one of the longer shots in the field, but it's actually raced a lot of good competition. You can look at it that way. It lost to Improbable at the Hollywood Gold Cup at Santa Anita on June 6th, and then finished third behind Maximum Security, another top grade horse, in Del Mar. It hasn't won a lot of races recently, but it's always in good races. So maybe don't take it to win, but you can play it with your exactas, trifectas, that sort of deal. Global Campaign, 20-1, four-year-old who is rapidly improving as a contender, Mark.
Is that old for horses? Like
four? No, that's like the prime right now. They're in their prime. Most of these horses are
literally
4 years
4 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really young.
Yeah.
That's like a puppy.
If you think about it that way, that's, yeah. 4 years old is like when they're at their physical
it's like
prime.
All these things know is racing.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty crazy.
They're born into it. Improbable, 5-2. Trainer Bob Baffert. He has a few horses.
I keep seeing that name.
Yeah, he's a legendary horse trainer.
So how does that work though? He has multiple horses racing in the same race.
Yes. Yeah, so he's the
that's allowed. Like that's like own. That's like if I owned the Red Sox and the Yankees.
He doesn't own them. He trains them.
Okay. The same sports team had. If Doc Rivers coached the Lakers and
yes,
the Clippers,
it is like that. Like,
that doesn't make any
that's
sense.
That's a better comparison. Basically, yeah. The owner hires the trainer to, you know, get the horse in the best condition it can be in and to help it
well you, develop. You've worked in horse racing
right.
before, so I don't know if you would know this or if like you'll get kneecapped if you tell me, but
kneecapped.
Like is there a situation where it's like the one owner of the horse is like, you know, they have more money so they pay the trainer like, hey, like train our horse better?
That's just no.
Like, there's only so many hours in Bob Baffert. There's only 24 hours in a day. This guy's got like six horses racing here.
He does.
But they all have different odds of winning and different skill levels. Is he getting kickbacks under the table?
No, I get what you mean. It's complicated how it works with horse racing. But Bob Baffert's like an absolute legendary trainer with a great team.
He
so
had the horse.
If you have Bob Baffert training your horse, that's a great thing.
What was the really famous horse that he? I know the name. What's the really famous horse that did like the Triple Crown?
You're thinking of American Pharoah is what you're
yes,
thinking about.
Yes, American Pharoah. I recognized the name.
No, I'm impressed that you know enough about horse racing to know the name.
It
of
was
American
lucky.
Pharoah.
That's like the only thing.
But yes, Bob Baffert, legendary trainer, trained that horse. Also trains Improbable, who's at 5-2, and Authentic. He's at 6-1. John Velasquez will be in the saddle for that one. It's had some great battles. It lost by a neck to Swiss Skydiver in one of the Preakness Stakes races. Good horse. Contender for sure. Contender for sure.
I think I just want to point out that in the odds, the lowest likely horse to win is called Title Ready, and the highest likely horse to win is called Improbable. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny. Baffert also has a horse called Maximum Security, which is at 7-2 right now. Luis Saez will be riding on that one. That's a tough one. It's not necessarily in form, as you might say right now, this horse. It got run down by Improbable and in its last time out at Santa Anita in the Awesome Again Stakes. Still a contender, but it has to have kind of a perfect trip, I think, for this one to work out. So probably not for Maximum Security. Based on all that information that I broke down, anything jumping out to you as a person who's not a regular horse racing bettor, but...
I'm one for one, though.
But you're you're a plus 800 win. Yeah, that's crazy. You are one for one. What do you like? Who are you going with? Who are you riding with?
I just feel like the last time that I bet on horses, the only time I bet on horses, mm-hmm. I went with Authentic.
Yep.
At lower odds than he was.
You went on a big sports betting show.
Yeah.
Gave out Authentic at like plus 800 or plus 700.
That was arguably how my podcasting career took
off.
Yeah,
honestly. That's huge.
Thousands of people just assumed that I knew.
Now there's some pressure.
Exactly.
To go two for two.
I just feel like I'm going to keep betting the winning horse.
Okay.
That's a phrase that people say, like,
yeah,
betting the right horses. Yeah, I'm gonna keep doing that. I'm going to take Authentic again at plus 550.
Okay, you're sticking with it.
The momentum off the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, okay. I like that pick. I'll give out two. I think it's hard to bet against Improbable. Improbable's just set up super well right now. As a juvenile, he was a hot shot. He wouldn't lose, and then he was the biggest favorite in the Derby when he ended up getting upset by Your Horse, but I think he's probably due for his win here. So I am going to throw a unit on Improbable to get the job done. At what? It's plus 300 over at my bookie, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw one on that for plus 300. I'm also going to throw a second unit. So two bets for me, one for Mark. My second bet's going to be on Toms d'Etat. Let me build a little case for this horse here. He finished last year as well as any other horse, really. He had some huge wins. He won at Keeneland, which is where this race is taking place. Won at Churchill Downs. Basically, he's beaten Improbable before. He's beaten some great horses. And then he went and raced a few times at Saratoga and really couldn't get any good wins. So I feel like maybe being back in Kentucky here, he's able to, you know, be back on this track and get a great result. I figured I had to give out a decent long shot. I just think this is a veteran horse, been in the game a while. We've seen him go in and out of form, and I think that, you know, this could be his moment to come out and shine. So that's my pick as my long shot. What's he over at my bookie? You have the odds of?
He's plus 700.
Plus 700.
I can give it a long shot.
Okay. I mean, you're welcome to. Just out of the blue, you're just going to... So you see something you like, go ahead and give it out.
I feel like I want to give Tacitus... I wanted to give it to Swiss Skydiver, but I don't think that she's going to end up racing, apparently. Because she's a female. And so she might race in the women's race or something.
Something like that.
Not the woman's race, the female horses race.
Yeah. And, something like that. The trainer's going to decide whether to run her, and she probably won't run in the Breeders' Cup, so Give a long shot that definitely will run.
So I feel like if I'm going to give a long shot, I'm just going to give a long shot.
Wow.
And okay. I'm going to give it to Tacitus at plus 3,300.
Your eyes lit up when I first read that name because you recognized.
Yeah, well, you want to know how, right? I know who that is. How? So Tacitus was a Roman historian, like in the early like ADs.
Okay.
Like the hundreds.
Not the 80s.
He lived in like the hundreds.
Right.
So even earlier than that, maybe. But, have you ever heard of the phrase, the annals of history? Like, when, like, you're going to go down in the annals of history, and everyone's like, ha-ha, you said anal. Like,
no.
It's like a thing. It's like, that's a joke.
Okay, haven't heard
say.
It.
Well, the annals of history got its name because
this guy?
That was his famous work. He wrote, like, It's called...
It's a history book or what?
Yeah, it's like some history of the Roman Empire, and he wrote that down, and it's called The Annals.
So the joke is based on that.
Exactly.
Cool.
There's definitely listeners that have heard that phrase.
Okay. All right. Cool.
If not, then I just look like an idiot.
So two bets each. We'll each take those. What? You had Tacitus.
And Authentic.
And Authentic.
Mainly Authentic.
I had the favorite Improbable at +300, and then I also had one on Toms de Tête at +700. Let's have a good weekend. Let's enjoy the sports this weekend. I think we're going to talk some football next week, bring back our NFL talk. That should be a good time.
Football's like the only thing left. Like, there's like not a lot of other sports.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough moment in our podcast. Well, it'll be fun and not fun because we don't have that many sports.
That's why we wanted to do the horse racing.
Yeah, we were like, okay, guys, we'll have plenty of NFL to talk about. The content, SGP content train is going to be pumping out NFL content, and it'll be awesome. It'll be all good and well. However, with, you know, all the other major seasons not going on right now, we'll have plenty of time for football talk. We wanted to bring out some interesting content for you. So help us out with a review, a subscription to the podcast. Enjoy the horse racing this weekend. And Mark, any last words before we go?
Sports are tight, and horses are tight too.
We'll see you next week.